Reports of sexual harassment in Australian workplaces are increasing, according to the Everyone's Business report released last month. One in three workers said they've been sexually harassed at work over the last 5 years, which is a greater rate than the previous two surveys. We're joined now by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why is workplace sexual harassment on the rise?
Yeah, well, I'm currently conducting a national inquiry to actually really try and unpick why that is. We've got the data telling us the experience, but what is going on is what the purpose of the national inquiry is, to find new solutions to stop that trend and, in fact, try and eliminate as far as we can. Conversations, so I had conversations yesterday in Adelaide and I'm having them today, are suggesting there's a few things that are going on. Because even though we just think things get better, you know, the new generation, that's sort of often assumed. I've heard lots of stories of more insecure work, more casualisation of work, people on contracts rather than permanent full-time. And so people being having to put up with more because they're worried that they won't have an ongoing job. And then when I spoke to people in Adelaide, they said, look, I know we're a city, but in the job market, it's still a pretty small town. And in the rural areas, it really is small towns. So if you make a complaint, you might have trouble getting another job. You might be ostracised. So there's lots of reasons why people put up with conduct, and it's not changing. It seems to be getting worse.
Is there an element at all, Kate, of awareness and people realising now that they know that some of the behaviours they're experiencing can be categorised as sexual harassment? Is that kind of thing possibly leading to a greater number of reporting of these incidents?
Yes. Well, in fact, our survey told us that there hasn't been more reporting, so that's an interesting piece of information. So only one in five people actually report sexual harassment. But yes, I think our survey did tell us that we asked two types of questions, and one of them is saying, have you been sexually harassed? And historically, that answer is very low. And then we asked some other questions about, have these behaviours happened to you? And those answers are more accurate. This time, without doubt, more people said they had either had been or had witnessed sexual harassment. And I do think that's the last 12 months' conversation has really increased awareness. Having said that, I've also, in the conversations, the other thing that comes up, and perhaps I can go there, is just a bit of confusion about what sexual harassment is. So even though on one hand we think we're becoming more aware, I'm hearing a lot of people saying, I'm just, you know, too scared to do anything because I actually don't know if I'm going to, you know, say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, which to me says we don't know what sexual harassment is, so we're scared that we're going to accidentally do it. Sexual harassment in a really simple terms is unwelcome conduct of a sexual nature where it's reasonable the person receiving the conduct could be offended, humiliated or intimidated. And it's specifically prohibited at work because we, as a community, want people to be able to go to work without having to face unwanted sexualised behaviours. And so for a long time we've had that view, but I think over time there's a view that it's only the really bad stuff that's a problem.
So do you think it's time that there is a change to the approach in the way that we're educated about this? Because it is really that simple. Is there, you know, does the messaging need to change? What needs to change in order for people to be more aware of exactly what sexual harassment is?
Yes. The national inquiry is the next 12 months. So without, you know, having reached clear conclusions, there's no question that in the conversations there are lots of suggestions about different ways that we could educate and almost market what this is. But over time we've had some great campaigns that have educated us on different things, on things like drink driving, on smoking, and that there is a suggestion that there's a role for better education, sometimes using humour, sometimes just having more impact, that there hasn't really been a focus. I mean, lots of people, I don't know whether you've done them, but online, you know, you do the, is this sexual harassment? You have to pick one of them. Those sorts of education don't seem to have had a huge impact. Lots of places don't do that, but the ones that do still get claims, still get the conduct. So yes, I think there is a real moment for us to do something to help the awareness.
We're speaking with Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins about the Everyone's Business report that was released last month. Now, in that survey, Kate, did it get released that some industries or people within those industries are more likely to experience sexual harassment than people in others?
Yes, we were able to survey more than 10,000 people this time. So that let us find data around 21 big industries, so it's hard to sort of pin it down just to one. But absolutely the far ahead most prevalent sexual harassment experience was in the information, media and telecommunications industries. And that the survey told us that 81% in that industry, 81% of people had been harassed in the last 5 years. On the other industries, and with one in three, we really saw there were almost no industries that were low. So they all had, sort of quite a high rate. But the other stat that I really noticed was on some particularly male-dominated industries, women's risk was massive. So mining came out, construction, transport, warehousing, postal came out as ones where women in particular have, really high risk of harassment.
Now, given, as you said, that reporting is relatively low as well, I believe you said one in five people report sexual harassment, how are those cases being handled?
Yes, I'm hearing, so I'm doing consultations, as I said, and taking submissions at the moment. And what I'm hearing and also what our survey told us is half of them said nothing changed as a result. So as a starting point, it didn't change the behaviour or the workplace. I've also heard quite a lot of people saying, actually, when I made a complaint, somehow it felt like I became the problem and that they became labelled as troublemakers. They were ostracised from their colleagues and their bosses. And that story has been quite frequent. So While I think there needs to be a change in the way they're handled so that somehow it doesn't flip around to turn into the person making the complaint is the problem, but that's a pretty common story I'm hearing, which then other people see and they think, well, I'm not going to make a complaint. So it's a vicious cycle.
Kate, do you have any advice for people who are experiencing workplace sexual harassment and don't know what to do or aren't sure that what behaviours they're experiencing count as sexual harassment?
Yes, I absolutely do. There's a number of places to go, and I guess I'll start with the Australian Human Rights Commission. We have an information line that you can call, and we get about 20,000 calls a year, and we take calls both from people who are experiencing discrimination or harassment, but also from employers, particularly small employers where they've got lots of things going on. So they can call us or get the number from our website, which is humanrights.gov.au. You've got your local Equal Opportunity Commission here in Adelaide. If you feel confident, you can usually go to your own employer. My observation is larger employers tend to have people with the skills, human resources staff. You might go to your union just to talk about it because lots of people, I think, want to get the information before they make the decision about what they do. And the other thing that I'm talking to people and I feel like we're at a moment in time where I'd like to change this is if you feel safe and confident on an early, I'm hearing repeatedly that, look, I'd really wish you, you hear comments and you just want to say, hey, that's not okay. But people are really telling me they're really scared to even do that. And I don't think that'll solve all the problems, but I do think that my dream would be a workplace where you wouldn't get ostracised to say, actually, I was a bit uncomfortable with what you just said and the other person saying, thanks for the feedback. But in terms of the advice, that's more to some degree about asking people to be open to that feedback, asking managers to be intervene a bit more, asking bystanders to support people or speak up a bit more.
Well, Kate, we really appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. I'm really pleased to be here in Adelaide. I'm enjoying the visit, even though it's a bit rainier than I was planning on, but it's been great.
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins there, speaking with us about rising reports of workplace harassment in Australia. If you or someone you know is experiencing sexual harassment, you can also call 1-800-RESPECT, which is 1-800-737-732.